Rare excerpts from lessons given by Kabbalist Bo Hashlev. A grip, an allegory. He asks, the rabbi says, and it's also written in the Zohar, correspondingly God did, corresponding to Abia de Kedusha, of sanctity, there is Abia of Klipa, of impurity. However, the Klipa d'Atzilut doesn't stand in the world of Atzilut. The world of Atzilut is entirely sanctity, hence there is no gripping there. After all, gripping called that he doesn't allow to scrutinize the scrutinies that should raise to Atzilut. This is called gripping. And a person wants to escape as if due to self-love and evil inclination hold him back. Yenika, sucking from what the light's drawn. The evil inclination. He also wants to take part of it. And I can tell you a parable about that. My father, Bala Sulam, ask. It is written about Lavan, that Lavan said to Jacob, when Jacob escaped from Lavan, he said to him the following. The sons are my sons, the daughters are my daughters, the herds are my herds, and all that you see is mine. This is what Lavan says. In the portion of Vayishlach, we see that Jacob give Esav, give it to him. He doesn't want to receive. He has plenty. He hardly received anything from him. Then he asked, why did Lavan say, on the contrary, it's all mine? And he, Esav, told him to Jacob, on the contrary, he doesn't want to receive, to accept him. So he says the following. Lavan is a female first, Nekeva. Initially, when a person wants to pray and study, the evil incarnation come and tell him, why are you praying? You're unserious. What are you studying? Be a scholar or a genius. It's not for you. All that you'll study will be only for me, meaning to have it for the sake of heaven. Therefore, when you're having fun, when you're spending time, if you're praying for the sake of heaven, you're not. I understand you. But all day, you're praying for me. Everything is for me. So what do you need it for? A parable. When getting out of bed, if you know that you're coming to the prayer house to receive adhesion, desire to bestow, would you get up with all your might? Why? What? You want to cheat yourself? Immediately you'll have it for the sake of heaven and so on. It turns out that he grips him and doesn't let him go. When he hold on to him. When a person overcomes and he says, I don't want to listen to you, that's incorrect, it isn't yours, I will do it for the sake of heaven. Afterwards, what the evil incarnation does, well, I come and tell him, now you see, you are like everyone. You are indeed righteous. Be proud. Take some joy from it that you're not like everyone. After he does it, no. I did all for you and I'm nothing. I need to rethink the work. It turns out that here he had a gripping, here a suckling. On the contrary, he wants to increase him. As if he have good intentions, etc., etc. That he is higher than everyone. Then you tell him, all is yours. Hey, you deserve it all. The intention is for you. He says, no. Therefore, you're righteous, you need to work or not work more. Now I need to start working anew in order to be stoned. This is called gripping, this is called suckling.